Three people are on the ballot this Tuesday in a Democratic primary for Milwaukee County Sheriff, along with one write-in candidate. This race will determine Milwaukee's next sheriff, as there's no one running in the Republican primary. The four candidates met in a forum hosted by Milwaukee Turners Thursday. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, a central focus was improving conditions at the Milwaukee County Jail.
The current sheriff, Ernell Lucas, is not seeking re-election. He made the announcement after a failed bid to become Milwaukee's mayor. Now, three veterans in the sheriff's department are vying to fill the role, which oversees law enforcement at the courts, the airport, the Milwaukee County Jail, parks, and freeways. They're all running as Democrats, including Chief Deputy Dr. Danita Ball.
What I want to do with the sheriff's office is to make Milwaukee County a safer, stronger place to live, work, play, and pray.
Inspector and Commander of the Investigative Services Bureau, Brian Barco.
I'm the most qualified candidate to reduce violent crime, address reckless driving, and the safety and staffing crisis in the Milwaukee County Jail.
Captain Thomas Beal.
I want to bring our community back into law enforcement, where the community is a stakeholder. The transparency issues that we have as law enforcement, we need to break those barriers down.
There's also a write-in candidate, Lieutenant Mohammed Awad.
I'm going to be in the jails. I'm going to be in the courts. I'm going to be on the freeways. I'm going to be in the parks. I'm going to be actually listening to and responding to with action the individuals in this community as a public servant. Thank you.
The candidates addressed the Milwaukee County Jail, which is facing severe staffing shortages of deputies and correctional officers. As the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported Thursday, judges, workers, and people currently housed in the jail have described what's happening there as a crisis, a ticking time bomb, and a sinking ship. The facility is operating with just over half of the correctional officers that are authorized. In addition, it's at capacity. So incarcerated people aren't getting beds promptly, there are excessive lockdowns, mental health care is scarce, and there's not enough staff to escort dentists and doctors. There have been four in-custody deaths between January 2020 and April 2021. The candidates were asked if they agreed that the jail is in dire straits, and if so, what they would do about it. Here's Chief Deputy Danita Ball.
It has not been a surprise. I have said in many forums that our staffing level is at a crisis level, but to say that it's a ticking time bomb, I think it really does a disservice to those who are working hard to come to work and do the job on a daily basis. But can we do better? Absolutely. Must we do better? Absolutely. Will we do better? We will.
Mohammed Awad disagreed that the criticism is an attack on staff. He says they're struggling as well from the shortages.
You know, mental health is affecting not only the occupants in our care, but the individuals that do the hard job every day and don't feel like they're put in good positions to remain safe.
Brian Barco said the staffing crisis didn't happen overnight and that the sheriff's department has to look internally and find out why there's a crisis.
The easy answer often is to say, well, we don't pay enough. And that's true. And we need to be a better employer as a whole and offer more competitive salaries. But there's a lot that we can do from the standpoint of reallocating staff, improving working conditions.
Tom Beal said the staffing and hiring is a ticking time bomb, but that it's an issue across the labor industry.
So it's not just the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office or law enforcement in general. But the thing is, we have to be a more competitive employer. We want to talk to the Milwaukee County Board to do something such as incentives to get people in the door and to retain them.
The candidates all said that access to mental health care in the jail is a priority. They all support expanding CART, or crisis assessment response teams, which can divert people in mental health crises from ending up at the jail. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.